In spite of what the gods commanded, and she nourished my eyes, wearing only her wings, and we stayed up. And she told me they would come to find her. There wasn't any way to hide her, but I bolted the doors like the fool that I am, and I cried in her arms, "I'm only a man." She replied, "That might be true, but I think much more of you." So for 7 days I walked beside her, and for 7 nights I slept inside her. But I woke on the eighth with a cold on my skin, and a space in the place where her face should have been. And I knew that they'd come to get her, so I gathered every fallen feather. She'd warn me of this, but I always refused when she said I'd move on, because that's what men do. I replied, "That might be true, but I think much more of you." So I went to search the sky one morning, and I saw her on the ground before me, with a tear in her eye and a bruise on her chin and a wound on her back where her wings should have been. So I knelt down at her side to touch her, and she told me that the fold had crushed her. In exchange for her sin, I'd be damned for all time. So she gave them her wings if it meant I'd get mine. So I held her as the sun was rising, and I whispered as her heart was fighting, "Oh, I'll pray for the day that those fools follow through, 'cause I'll make them all pay for what they've done to you." She replied.